Welcome to a Loom Minute, brought to you by This is Perimenopause and Loom Women's Health Clinic. Bringing a fresh approach to women's health, Loom's state-of-the-art Toronto clinic offers personalized, in-person care for the midlife woman. In these bite-sized episodes, we're teaming up with Loom's medical team to help you make sense of perimenopause, one question at a time. Our goal? To give you reliable, bite-sized information that fits your busy life.
Today's question for Dr. Sarah Shaw is, what are the Health Canada approved indications for hormone therapy?
This is such a good question because the list is actually very short. So the list is moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, like hot flashes, night sweats. Number two, moderate to severe symptoms of genitourinary symptoms, which would include like urinary tract infections, dryness, burning, pain with sex. And the last is if you have premature ovarian insufficiency. So this is if you go through menopause at an early age, like before the age of 40. So this is a very small list, three things. I think there is this wide gulf between what we hear in the popular press and what the approved indications are. That said, the approved indications vary by country, which is really important to know. So in the United States and other places in the world, there's actually approval for hormone therapy to give for prevention of osteoporosis, like prevention of fractures when you have low bone density. And in Canada, even if it's not approved for prevention of osteoporosis, we certainly do give it in Canada for this indication. And there's very good research on this. There's excellent research for hormone therapy and preventing fractures. But the other piece to address is, so what do we do with the whole idea of off-label prescribing? So off-label prescribing is when we have medications and they're not officially approved because you need to go through a lot of research for medications to be officially approved, but we're actually still giving that medication. That's a whole other issue. So I think there are some yellow light indications for hormone therapy. So many of you might be familiar with Dr. Jen Gunter. She's a gynecologist. She does a great job really parsing out the research, what we have good evidence for, what we don't, what's safe, when we need to think about risks. And she talks about these yellow light indications. So these are reasons for which it might be perfectly appropriate to give hormone therapy. Of course, it's about shared decision making. It's about having a conversation with your physician, looking at the risks and benefits. How bad are the symptoms? What's your personal threshold? And there might be a reason to try a low dose of hormone therapy and see if it works. Now, if it doesn't work, if 3-6 months later, it's actually not helpful at all for your symptoms, then it's probably not worth taking the medication. And I wouldn't recommend that for any medication, whether it's hormone therapy or not. But the yellow light indications for hormone therapy would include depression or low mood. There's actually pretty good evidence for this, especially if you experience low mood at another point in your life, like low moods with your cycle or postpartum depression, then hormone therapy might really have a benefit. Not as much evidence for anxiety, but you could certainly try it for anxiety. Joint and muscle pain. So recently this summer, the Menopause Journal Climacteric released a really interesting article on the musculoskeletal syndrome of menopause, which is when you get a lot of joint and muscle pain, but the imaging doesn't show anything really. You might have a little bit of osteoarthritis, but other than that, it's really not showing anything. And a lot of women report this joint and muscle pain, and it can interfere with your ability to exercise, to take good care of themselves, just with a general level of discomfort. So it might have some benefit. There's other things you can do as well, but hormone therapy might have some benefit. So it's reasonable to try it. At low libido, it might be helpful. Now, if you have low libido, you really don't want to take an oral form of hormone therapy because that could negatively impact your libido, but that's a reason to give it a try. And decreasing the risk of progression to diabetes. So we know, and this is from the WHI, we know that actually hormone therapy can decrease the risk of progression to diabetes and it can actually improve glucose control. It is not a treatment for diabetes. And if you have diabetes, you might have an increased risk of cardiac disease as well. So you want to think about that carefully. But for someone, for example, who had PCOS, so polycystic ovaries, we know that that women with PCOS actually may be at higher risk of metabolic diseases. So it might be a consideration in that case. There's been a lot of conversation around hormone therapy and preventing dementia for cognitive benefits. Unfortunately, we just don't have enough research at this point to say it's going to actually prevent dementia. In fact, the research is quite mixed on that. If you start hormone therapy later in life, it might actually increase your risk. What we do know, though, is, and this is within one of the approved indications, if you have premature ovarian insufficiency, if you go through menopause early, that might be natural. You've just gone through it early. It may be that you go through surgical menopause, like you have your ovaries removed. From a risk reducing perspective, if you have high risk of ovarian cancer, in those cases, hormone therapy is actually very important. And we do know in those cases, it is important for brain health, protecting cardiovascular health, protecting brain health. So I think what it comes down to is we have improved indications, then we have yellow light indications. And it's really a conversation about like who, how, what, when. So we know there's this window of opportunity within 10 years of your last menstrual period, under the age of 60. Actually, for most women, the benefits really outweigh the risks. If you're outside of that category, it doesn't mean that hormone therapy is not an option. It means you need to have a more nuanced conversation.
Thanks for joining us for today's Loom Minute. For more information, follow This Is Perimenopause and check out Loom Women's Health Clinic. There's a link in the show notes. This information is not intended as medical advice. The intent of this information is to provide listeners with knowledge to support more efficient and effective communication with their medical providers.